Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. It's a big day today, Thursday, August 31st. The last day of the eighth month of the year. How is your month going? Mine? Phenomenal. Phenomenal. And I ain't bragging. I'm just here to say, wow, what an amazing month it's been. Breaking news. You ready? Momentum Club is live. Listen, man, it is it's amazing. Just check it out. There's so many perks, so many benefits. Got an actual newsletter going to your home each month, Momentum Magazine. Inside our private Facebook group every day, we got daily action challenges designed to create momentum in your life, in your business, in relationships. I just did a Facebook Live just right before I created this podcast today. What else, man? Audios, videos, everything. Just mymomentumclub.com, mymomentumclub.com. Check it out. I want to see you there. You also, by the way, get general admission tickets to my live event just for being a club member. Membership has its privileges, so get on over to mymomentumclub.com. Check it out. It is going to be off the hook. So, hey, it's a throwback Thursday. I want to take you back. Let's see. I was going to choose a failure, and I'm like, geez, I've got so many. Which would be a good failure to talk about? Because everybody wants to know, you know, do you ever fail? let's see. Do I ever fail? Let's see. About 99% of the time. But you only got to be right once, baby. Mark Cuban says, swing for the fences every freaking time, because just one time you're going to connect. And man, that baby's going to sail and it's going to go on forever. And that's what happens when you catch lightning in a bottle, man. And that's what I do. I try stuff all day, every day. None of it works. One thing works. Boom. Thank you very much. New product, new brand, new service, new momentum, all that good stuff. So I'll take it back 7 years ago. I hired a guy, and this is where you really got to have confidence, and you have to understand that you just got to step into your greatness. You already know what to do. And in this case, it involved building out what I do now for a living now, building sales funnels for clients. Well, back then, I knew how to do this, but I paid a guy $5,000 to build me a landing page, integrate video with it. Now, keep in mind, this was 7 years ago, so you didn't have like lead pages, click funnels, all these different platforms where it's literally just, you know, drop and drag and cut and paste and boom, you've got a sales funnel built and merchant accounts and all that. But I still knew how to do it, but I questioned myself. And I'm like, do I really know how to do that? And I got inside my own head, man. And this is why I need a coach. This is why I need a mentor. And at the time, I didn't really have anybody in my life at that moment that I could have bounced this off of, but I knew better. So I saw this guy at an event, and he's like, you know, we connect pages, and we could build you out a funnel, and we'll write a book for you, and it damn near, you know, amazing. I'm like, geez. And he said, it's $5,000. I'm like, ooh, $5,000. Oh, man. Let me see. How can I justify investing $5,000? Because I'll invest anything in my business if there's a return on investment, but how can I justify this? I'm thinking, I already know how to do this. He's talking about writing a book. I could do that. I mean, I could get a ghostwriter to help me write. He's going to integrate an autoresponder, a landing page, a sales page, a merchant account. All right. But you know, ain't that I was associating too much pain, number one, with the project. So if you do that, if you associate too much pain with getting started or doing something, that is procrastination at its finest. That's why most people procrastinate. That's why they never get to the gym, because they associate so much pain with that first 10 minutes of working out that flabby fat. And I get it, man. I used to have the flabby fat before I have the six-pack abs. Maybe I don't have a six-pack abs, but you know what I'm talking about, right? Man, I used to have that flabby fat, the big old fat moon face. Yeah, check out the photos back in the day, man. It's pretty awesome. And so there is a lot of pain associated with getting started, you know, with creating that momentum. But Newton's law says things that are in motion tend to stay in motion. So if you get going towards this project that you want to build out for yourself, you'll find that you've got greatness inside of you. And you, even if you got 80% of the way, you know, 80% of $5,000 is $4,000. You know, I could have paid $1,000 at that point to have somebody just take me home to the finish line, but I didn't. I said, all right, any preyed on my, let's say insecurity, God, what's the word I'm looking for? Lack of confidence, low degree of confidence. He preyed on that pretty, and he knew how to prey on that lack of confidence really good. And God, I hate people in the marketplace that do that. Look, either invest in my product or service or don't, but don't do it out of fear. Do it because you see the value. Do it out of value. I want coaching clients and people to buy my products like the Momentum Club because of value. They see great value in it, not because they're afraid of something. So I gave him $5,000, and wouldn't you know, it sucked. The copy was terrible. It was a product launch that failed miserably, pissed off every one of my affiliates who I had mail for me to send traffic to the sales page and didn't convert. It was just god-awful, and I still look back. You can hear a little bit of the emotion in my voice. This was 7 years ago. But you know what? I learned a valuable lesson, and that was to step in and to trust the greatness that I have inside. And that's what I want to challenge you today. I don't know what business you're in. Obviously, I don't know you personally. But I want to challenge you, whatever business you're in, don't pay for pain. All right? Don't pay for your pain. Pay for services that will, remember, rich people buy their time. Poor people sell their time. Meaning poor people will work for $15 an hour and they sell their time. Or $100 an hour, whatever it is, they'll sell their time. Rich people will pay that person $15 an hour to give them more time, okay? So don't ever be afraid to buy your time, but be very leery of people who prey on your pain and want to expose your low lack of confidence. That's a double negative. You know what I mean? That's redundant, low lack of confidence. Your lack of confidence, maybe your lack of experience. The best thing I could tell you to do is to go get some experience. YouTube is invaluable. I say this on all my podcasts as well. As far as a learning tool, just to get you going, just to show you the basics. I built a website 2 years ago just for the hell of it on WordPress. I'd never done it before. And there's a guy out there that's got a like 1.5 million views. Good kid, probably like 22 years old. And he takes you through literally buying a domain name, installing WordPress on it, and building the theme and the background and the color. And let me tell you, I wanted to do this like I wanted a double root canal, okay? I just did not want to do this. But I said to myself, yeah, if I'm going to be building funnels and people are going to have questions for me, yeah, I've got a tech team now, but no different than somebody that owns an auto dealership. If you buy a Ford dealership, a Chevy dealership, or any one of these, and you're the owner, you need to go to school at Ford, at Chevy, at Dodge, any one of these places, and you need to go to school for each department. So you need to see how the parts department works. You need to see how the service department works. You need to see how the sales department works. If you got auto body repairing and painting, you need to see how that goes. All of that. Why? Because Ford needs to know that you know how to run their store the right way. So if you're in this business, whatever business you're in, you need to know, even if you're going to hire these services out, you need to have a general understanding of how they work. If you own a Ford store, you don't need to know how to put brakes on, but you need to know the basic understanding of where the brakes are and how much you should be paying a technician to put the brakes on and how long they should last and all of that good stuff and what the price is and what your profit margin, all that good stuff. That's what you need to know, a surface level of your general business and a very specified knowledge of what your passion is. Does that make sense? Like, you need to, if you want to make the big bucks in any fashion of life, generalists get paid, specialists get wealthy. Generalists get paid, specialists get wealthy. Emergency room doctors make $150,000 a year. Cardiovascular surgeons make $1 million. Okay? So just keep that in mind. The more specialized you are, the higher you're going to charge, the more money you're going to make, the happier you're going to be, as long as you're doing what it is you love to do. Have a general knowledge of the surfacey issues that revolve around your business so you don't do what I did 7 years ago and pay somebody $5,000 and then kick yourself in the ass with steel-toed boots on because you knew you could have done this yourself or at the very least got it, like I said, to the 10-yard line and had somebody else push it over for $1,000. So my goal today in this podcast was to let you know you're going to make mistakes. You're going to fail all the time. That's entrepreneurship. The difference is successful people fail. Broke people fail. And they both fail the same amount of times. But successful people, I would argue, probably fail a hell of a lot more. However, at the end of the year, successful people have now what's called experience, and they have wisdom as a result of those failures. Broke people still are wallowing around in the quicksand, wondering what the hell happened in their life and why they're full of toxic relationships, their bank accounts, they're living month to month, paycheck to paycheck. Be successful. Don't be afraid to fail, man. Take chances. Jeez Louise, life is about experiencing memories. It's not about tiptoeing through the frickin' yard and arriving safely at your grave. That sucks, man. That life, I used to do that. It sucks. Hey, boss, how are you? Good. You good? Go home. Barely get any. Well, I would go to bed at like 7 at night, get up at 5 in the morning. Man, just telling that story right there, that 20 seconds, made me put me in a bad state. I got to snap out. Let me tell you what's going on. I'm going to Louisville on the road right now. Heading to Louisville. Speaking at an event for the next 3 days. It's going to be off the hook. Think about that. Let me leave you with this thought. By the way, one more time, go over to mymomentumclub.com. Come on board. Join the club. See all the perks and benefits you get. Send me a message on Twitter at Sam Crowley or hit me up on Instagram every day of Saturday. Let me know you join. I want to give you personally a shout out. I want to welcome you on this show. I want to mention your name on this show, and anything else that you want me to say about you personally, I want to mention you. I'll be on podcasting live from Louisville, so come on board, go to mymomentumclub.com, let me know you join, and then shoot me a note, and I want to mention you on this show, okay? Okay, so like I mentioned, let me leave you with this thought. I'm heading to Louisville to speak at an event. I was just in Orlando, just in Vegas. There was one other place, I can't even remember. I'll be in Atlanta, my own event. I'm an ex-stutterer, okay? I have no business being on any stage speaking, except I had just an incredible passion to say F you to average, okay? So until you get to that point and get out and out of your own way, get outside your comfort zone, start doing things that make you a little bit uncomfortable, you're not going to experience all the greatness that life has to offer you. And oh, by the way, life is pretty damn short, okay? And so think about me in Louisville, ex-stuttering, bankrupt, college dropout, now at my third event in 6 weeks, from Vegas to Orlando to Louisville, and they got Atlanta coming up. Just think about that and let that inspire you to take your mess and turn it into a message, and the hell with what anybody else thinks. They don't matter. The people who really do care about you, they're always going to be there for you. You know that thing? The ones that mind don't matter and the ones that matter don't mind, or whatever the hell that saying is. That's what I'm trying to say to you right now. Don't waste another day worrying about what other people think, and also get out of your own head, okay? Get out there and make some, whatever it is that you're passionate about, nobody's judging you any harder than you're judging yourself. Get out of your own way and just do something. Can you create that momentum, all right? Can you create that momentum? Can you get in motion? Because you know you're going to stay in motion, all right? I love you. I love your dream. Go to mymomentumclub.com, and I want to mention you on the show, okay? Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.